This spring, if you'd rather spend time enjoying your lawn instead of trying to keep it alive, there's good news. TruGreen is the easiest and most affordable way to get a beautiful lawn. All you have to do is water and mow, and they'll do the rest. Weed control, fertilization, aeration, and even some things you might not even think of. They'll do all of it, while you can do literally anything else. With True Green, you could have your lawn looking as good as a putting green. That's not hyperbole. True Green is the official lawn care treatment provider of the PGA Tour. True Green offers a satisfaction guarantee, and they have a verified best price promise, which guarantees you the lowest price with no compromise on quality. You do you. Let True Green do your lawn care. Visit TrueGreen.com to get the best lawn at the best price with the best people guaranteed.
Achieving a gorgeous grin from home isn't a total mystery with BiteClear aligners. Just don't be surprised if all of your sleuthing friends start asking, "What's your secret?" Begin by ordering your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95. BiteClear aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces. Plus, they offer flexible financing, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
For Drew's News, Ross Matthews is out of the desk today, and joining me here is my new co-pilot for the entire show, the Grammy-nominated, talented entrepreneur, philanthropist, who once licked the bottom of a pair of sneakers on an episode of MTV Cribs. It's our friend of the show, Fat Joe. Had never been used?
Yeah. I was trying to put, I had those sneakers for about 7 years. So I try to show people I collected them so long and never used them. So I licked the bottom of it.
Right.
That's like the first going viral ever.
Now, when I was with you last, you gave me a tour through your home borough, the Bronx, last season. We had so much fun. Look, that's us. And Joe, you gave me those very special sneakers, and I have to say, I'm proud to tell you that they are so scuffed up. Like, I wear them all the time.
Let me tell you, I took Drew through the Bronx, and everybody went crazy for Drew.
They were crazy for you, too.
Everywhere in the hood, and everybody was like, yo, Drew. I said,
wow. And you're hosting the upcoming BET Hip Hop Awards. What are you most excited about? What are you nervous about? What are your thoughts?
I gotta be honest with you, Drew. This takes me back to the talent shows in the Bronx I used to do in junior high school, and I waited all my life for a moment like this. So I've been rehearsing, I've been going over everything. I've been like looking at the outfit all day. Yesterday I was just picking out outfits with my stylist, Terrell.
Are you gonna do changes?
Oh no, every single time the camera comes on, there's a change.
I love it! That's what people want! Give them a show, that's what people want.
Yeah, I'm definitely gonna give them a show.
You wanna hit some headlines?
Let's go.
All right. First up, thanks to our San Francisco Bay affiliate, KPIX5, for bringing us this story. Jordan Orozco, a math teacher at Deer Valley High in Antioch, California, is showing his students that it's hip to be square root. Now, by turning his lessons into raps, take a look.
Sine, cosine, and tangent with Pythagorean's theorem. Triangles keep it 180. Circles, they go for 360. And just like pi, I plan on going for infinity.
He is getting rave reviews from his students, who say the rhymes make it easier for them to remember concepts that used to trip them up. I mean, Joe, thoughts?
Man, let me tell you, I love that guy, man. And he understands his students. And he's getting to them, and he's showing them math in a fun and cool way. So salute to the teacher. And he said, that was the one line I had in the movie Night School with Kevin Hart, was Pythagorean theorem. I might.
And you remember.
I remember.
All right, Joe, your story.
Next up, the Kim Kardashian update we all been waiting for. CNN Entertainment reports Kim has shared exactly what she's looking for in a man. She recently broke up with Pete Davidson, and while she's not currently looking, she did say she feels whatever she's doing, quote, clearly is not working. Mm-hmm. So next time she wants to go for a scientist, neuroscientist, biochemist, doctor, attorney, nerd man, your time has come. Drew, have you ever dated a scientist?
I would. I mean, I have nothing to do with Kim Kardashian's life, but an attorney seems like an exciting prospect because she's so invested. Mm. And her father was an attorney, and she, you know, has been studying like crazy, and she's, you know, using her platform for injustice now, and is talking about the wake-up call of, like, I have this 300 million followers. I want to lead them to these meaningful stories. I think she's in an incredible evolution of her life. So maybe someone who fosters that would be inspiring to her. It's fascinating. I'm glad she's sharing it with us.
I love you.
And as always, I'm wearing my Skims. All right, Joe, your story.
What a snapback, Drew.
Guys, literally.
Guys, if you've been wondering how to update your wardrobe, look no further than the hottest new trend in men's fashion. Kencore, a.k.a. dressing like the Ken doll. That's right. The Wall Street Journal reports Kencore has taken off amidst the excitement of the Barbie movie premiering next summer, starring Margot Robbie as Barbie and Ryan Gosling as Ken. I love Ryan. If you want to dabble into this trend, experts recommend starting with pastels and building up to bold neons, or just dive in with the easiest way to embrace Kencore. Go beach blonde.
Yes. I mean, you're dressed in bright colors today.
Although, I wore this for you.
I love this. I love that the glasses match the sweatshirt.
Bottega, baby. Bottega.
Yeah, baby. Now, Joe, we did take the liberty of mocking up maybe what you would look like in some Kencore. Do you want to look?
Yeah, I want to see that.
There you go.
I wish. I wish.
All right, finally, a little segment we love called Every Day is a Holiday. Okay, and today is National Coffee Day. Well, how many people here like coffee in the audience right now? Everybody, perfect. So you guys are all gonna get a $100 gift card for America's original coffee gourmet company, 8 o'clock coffee. I mean, it's a cup of Joe.
Cup of Joe.
Angie's List is now Angie, and we've heard a lot of theories about why.
I thought it was an eco move. Fewer words, less paper.
No, it was so you could say it faster.
No, it's to be more iconic.
Must be a tech thing.
But those aren't quite right. It's because now you can compare upfront prices, book a service instantly, and even get your project handled from start to finish.
Sounds easy.
It is, and it makes us so much more than just a list. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I. Or download the app today.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
for the day. Fat Joe, is there a better co-pilot to be on? No, never. You and I love eating food because the last time, well, we hung out in your beautiful store. We also went on a food tour. You took me to three different of your favorite places. So food is close to Joe and I's heart, and we're gonna have a little picnic, and we have an article from this magazine. Okay, it's called Drew, I make it. But we thought, how do we bring the magazine to life on the show? And we decided that we should attack the picnic. Now, this is sort of a perfect picnic season. So this is the height of the season. I want to show you some personal picnic pics. Now, the most essential item for any picnic, obviously, is food. Do you have a favorite picnic food, Joe?
I see you got them all here. You got pastrami here. You got grapes. You got hot dogs.
Well, what's exciting about the pastrami aspect is Katz's Deli has these incredible condiments now. So you've got your Russian dressing, your sauerkraut, and your mustard.
Oh, yeah, that's a fact.
That's a fact.
That's a fact.
So now, obviously, you can order these and bring Katz's Deli to wherever that you want. Now, you know, you don't even have to pack your own picnic anymore, because actually there's a company that does a picnic in a box from mouth.com. Wow. And it'll just set you up for all your alfresco goodies.
Wow.
Which is, you know, I mean.
Wow.
Now, we can't forget a beverage. And I gotta say, this is, and I'm not dropping names, but when I was 14, I made really good friends, and she's been my best friend most of my life. It's Cameron Diaz. So, she has this wine company, and she...
What's the name, Aveline?
Aveline.
Aveline.
And they just launched these cans. They have all different varietals. Everything's on the label, the taste profiles. It's all organic. It's vegan. It's the best ingredients, barely any sugar. So this, I think, is really modern picnic friendly.
Boy, everybody run out there and go get some Aveline.
Yeah. Yes! That you just said the name. Well, while we're out there appreciating nature, it's a great time to focus on sustainable products. So goodbye single-use cutlery. And you can do these fantastic bamboo utensils. And they're from Aloha Picnic. And it's a great way to carry around your knife and your fork and your spoon. I got to say, these little ridges in this really do the cutting for you. And finally... We wanted to have, if we all have unwanted visitors from time to time, we have Kinfield's bug spray. So this anti-itch remedy and bug spray are both vegan and cruelty-free. They're really beautiful packaging, high quality. So if you're like me and you're an unfortunate carcass that's just waiting to be picked off by mosquitoes, you need these.
That's right, that's right.
Joe, do you have any picnic essentials?
I'd bring some bear spray with me. Some bear spray.
Really?
So make sure nobody gets bear spray. You will see the fast Fat Joe if a bear comes.
I see that you brought some baguettes. Maybe you could bang those together for the bear.
Well, you know, I heard you collect baguette bags. That's kind of a weird thing, but I brought you... I brought you some special baguette.
Oh my God,
bags.
Look, it's me and Joe on the bag. I do really love a baguette.
I do.
So if you want to hear about picnics and great recipes, and this is our pet issue, which is so meaningful because I'm such an animal lover, pick up your Drew Magazine Summer Edition. Holidays coming up next. I am so excited, Joe, that you're hosting the BET 2022 Hip Hop Award.
Yes, 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 yes.
That's so huge.
It's a big deal for me.
Well, that'll be on October 4th. And keep an eye out for his fantastic book, The Book of Jose, coming out on November 15th. We'll be right back.
At Amica Insurance, we know it's more than just a car. It's the two-door coupe that was there for your first drive. The hatchback that took you cross-country and back. And the minivan that tackles the weekly carpool. For the cars you couldn't live without, trust Amica Auto Insurance. Amica. Empathy is our best policy.
Delve into the shadows of the mind with Sleeping Dogs, a gripping murder mystery starring Academy Award winner Russell Crowe. Now available on digital. Crowe portrays an ex-homicide detective unraveling a brutal murder he can't recall. Uncovering secrets from his past, he learns a chilling truth. It's best to let sleeping dogs lie. Visit sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery to watch Sleeping Dogs, now on digital. That's sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery.
Welcome back! Our next guest, fun fact, has been smooched by none other than Harry Styles. Maybe we could all vicariously jump in his body and be him for a minute. All right, please welcome the incredible, talented, just, oh, he's so everything, I don't know where to begin. It's Nick Kroll. I hardly describe you.
It's like,
I'm like, oh my God. I'm so happy for your life.
Thank you.
I mean, how is being a dad? I mean, what's...
It's such a bummer. No. Has anyone ever come on the show and done that?
By the way,
I regret it, Drew. Every day I regret it. No, but it has been amazing. It's like a true gift. We have he's a really beautiful, good boy. And at this moment, I'm like, oh, this is the best thing I've ever done, and I feel so excited to be a part of it.
And are you a ham with your kids? Because I am such a ham with my kids.
For sure, and I do John Hamm for the kids all the time. I'm desperate for his approval. And I do the voices for him, and I'll do a voice, and I'll sort of,
voice? Can you give us the voice?
I'll do like...
Not to put you on the spot.
No, I'll give him an Elmo or, you know, and he doesn't even know who Elmo is, but I'll just be talking to him and I'll be like, oh, how are you, Bible? And
oh
he'll,
my God, can you imagine what it's like to be Nick Kroll's kid?
And he literally will be like, and as soon as I do a voice like that, he goes, hi. But he thinks he's like someone else has walked into the room.
Which is comedy in itself. He's your straight man.
Thank you. Yeah, that's what I tell him every day. But it's really, there's no joy like hearing the laughter of your child. It really is like a truly...
Now, I was reading about your wife, Lily.
Yes.
And you guys met on a dating app?
Yes.
Okay, this is so hopeful.
It is. She's a...
Oh, she's so beautiful.
She's beautiful. She's a landscape designer and a botanical installation artist.
That's so sexy.
Yeah, she does, like, truly amazing work. And we met because, as you know, it's like when you have been in an industry for a certain amount of time, you end up feeling like you've met everyone, and your world becomes smaller and smaller. And I got on this app to sort of try to meet people that were outside of my particular circles, and I ended up meeting Lily, and she messaged me on like New Year's Eve. Like, I don't know, 2018. And then we chatted for a while and then finally met months later. And here we are. And then we're married and have a child. And so it's beautiful. It's really great. Yeah.
Now, Nick has got this brilliant new stand-up special. It is hilarious and incredibly personal. We have a clip. Take a look.
I am wearing silk boxer shorts like a businessman on vacation in Hong Kong. Those slide right on down. Lizzie looks over at me and she is now eye to eye with my bald little cashew. She is horrified. Jenny, the girl who pantsed me, is mortified. And I am now a comedian.
What was it about this special that did you have a North Star of what you wanted this to be?
this particular project, I hadn't done a stand-up special in like over a decade, and I had done a lot more like voices and character stuff, and I really wanted to do a stand-up special that felt much more personal. It was actually Lily, my wife, when she was my girlfriend, she was like, why don't you do a special? And I was like, that's for all my friends who are like, they're stand-ups. And then I sort of was like, you know what, I'm gonna do it. And I took a note from what we had been doing on Big Mouth, which is this animated show that I make, which is very personal and largely autobiographical and much more vulnerable than anything I'd ever done before. And so I tried to take that to my stand-up special and sort of really talk about where I am in my life, and then so many things in my life unfolded while I was making it, like the lockdown and getting married and having a child, and all of that sort of informed the stand-up. And so the hour is of much more piece of, I hope, first and foremost, funny, but also very kind of honest for where I am in my life.
Catch Nick's stand-up special, Little Big Boy, just like you saw in that picture, Little Big Boy, even the title just brings like sweetness. It's streaming on Netflix now. I am so happy to finally get to like have that conversation I've been dying to have with you for at least like 15 years.
Indeed. Thanks for having me.
Thank you, everybody, so much for making this show.
Hi, this is Jill Schlesinger, CBS News business analyst, certified financial planner, and host of the Money Watch podcast. This is the show where your money is not scary and it's not boring. It is a show that's all about you. It's your questions that make it possible for me to provide unconventional and entertaining insights on your money, and maybe more importantly, on your life. I'm going to be your financial coach, someone who brings common sense and an insider's perspective on how to manage your money and your emotions. And I promise we are going to have a little bit of fun along the way. Have a question from retirement to career changes to college funding? Just send us an email at askjill@jillonmoney.com. Follow Money Watch wherever you get your podcasts. You can listen ad-free on the Amazon Music or Wondery app.
The Hargan women seemed to have it all.
We were blessed. My mom was amazing.
But detectives would soon discover...
Inside the house, there were the bodies of two women.
A story of betrayal you would struggle to believe if it wasn't true.
I am just praying to God. This is a sick joke.
From 48 Hours, this is Blood is Thicker, The Hargan Family Killings. Listen to Blood is Thicker, The Hargan Family Killings, early and ad-free on Wondery Plus, starting May 1st.